And so to Winning, the TV star with scientific erudition, who's just won the Gold Logie. So did physics make him the champion?
Tonight on Hard Quiz.
Welcome to Hard Quiz, the quiz where one of these ordinary folk will reveal themselves to be extraordinary. The rest will remain ordinary.
Melbourne, can you hear us?
Ah, yes, hi.
Is that Eddie Maguire?
No, Tom Gleeson, how are you?
Tom Gleeson? Really?
Yes.
Gosh, we thought we were going to get Eddie Maguire.
Oh, what a shame.
Tom Gleeson, this is very exciting. You're amazingly tall. I hadn't realised.
Yes. Well, I'm standing up when I do Hard Quiz. The contestants are pretty much always shorter than me.
Is that because you're naturally tall or you've got built-up shoes?
No, I'm just naturally tall, yeah.
I'll ask you a series of soft questions, if I may.
Okay, yes, let's do it.
How much do you ascribe your astounding success to be based on your training in maths and science, and physics especially?
Well, you're going to think I'm being facetious, but the Boolean nature of comedy really appealed to me. Before I was doing comedy, I was in a band, and what used to drive me nuts was I'd invite friends along to see the show, and then the band would finish, and then people would say, your music, it's not really my cup of tea, but I really enjoyed it, and it was fantastic. And there was this idea, music was a genre you liked or not, whereas with stand-up comedy, you'd say a line, and it would either get a laugh or it wouldn't. If it got a laugh, that meant it was a keeper, and if it didn't get a laugh, then it was out. And so you just repeated that experiment over and over and over again, and eventually you had an act that was full of lines that had laughs at the end of them.
But what's that got to do with physics?
Well, it's zeros and ones, so yeah. It's binary. And for me, it was really, really simple. When I started, I did see it quite mathematically. You say a series of things in a row. The things that get laughs, you say again. The things that don't get laughs, you don't say again. If you repeat that often enough, eventually you have an act that's full of laughs.
Can you explain entanglement for us in quantum mechanics?
Oh, wow, entanglement. I don't think I can. No, I mean, the problem I've got, Robin, is that I do have a science degree, but I graduated only just because I was already a professional comedian at the time. And I graduated in 1997, I think, and I never got a job in the industry. So, unfortunately, a lot of it has faded.
Oh.
So maybe you can explain it to me.
Well, I had the idea that you knew all the answers to the questions and you were just pretending with those bits of card.
Oh, right. No, well, I think having had a science degree gives me the capacity to understand some of the questions.
Hmm. Well, I'll have to go somewhere else. Maybe Eddie Maguire for the entanglement answer.
Yes, I'm sure he'll know.
But the other thing that worries me, I've watched every single Hard Quiz and I've noticed something rather worrying, and that is, even though you do lots of editing, you tend to cut out the point where some of the contestants cry.
Oh.
And I know when you send the first or second losers out the door,
yes,
we have this amazing shot, the back view,
yes,
so you can't see their faces crumpled up. And when the door closes behind them, they buckle over sobbing.
Yes. Well, we have producers at the back waiting with tissues to mop them down and give them a glass of water so they're not too upset.
And you don't worry about that? You don't care?
No. No. Hmm. Well, they're out of the show. It doesn't matter anymore. Once you're not on TV, you don't matter.
One thing that worries me about what you've won, which is the Gold Logie. Logie is all very well, supposedly the inventor of television, a Scottish character in the 1920s, whereas television was actually invented by an Australian in Ballarat called Henry Sutton. So you should really have the Gold Henry.
Oh, yeah, or the Sutton. Sutton's not bad. Yeah, the Henry's pretty good too.
The Henrys are fantastic.
Yeah, you know, the Gold Henry. Yeah, I've got to go to the Henrys. It does sound a lot better than Logie, doesn't it? Logie does sound odd. It's been a bit of an issue.
Do you know Ballarat? Do you know the work of Henry Sutton?
No, I don't. Is there a museum there that I should visit?
Oh, there's lots of things. It's quite wonderful. And we can educate you about it. And you can base a whole series of questions, if you like, on Hard Quiz. How's it going to be different in this season now that you've decided to go ahead with the series when you promised you might, in fact, close it?
Well, what I did was, by threatening to quit, I made everyone realise just how much they loved it. It's a bit like when someone's at a party and you're having a great time and you don't realise it until they leave. But what I've done is I've suddenly said, you know what? I'm not going home. I'm coming back and the bar's still open. So I reckon everyone's going to be thrilled.
So how do you think the first one went a few days ago?
I think it was fantastic. I love the subjects. I always like it when I come across a subject I don't know much about. So one of them was Joan Crawford. I'm aware that she's an actor, but I don't know her work that well. But then there was a Korean pop group called BTS, and I'd never heard of them before. Apparently, they've got the most views on YouTube out of everyone. Like, I think they've passed Gangnam Style, which was the last one that had reached 100 million views or whatever it was up at, a billion views, I think it is. And I also learned a lot about Jewish holidays. I didn't know anything about Jewish holidays. I mean, I knew about Hanukkah, but I mean, that's all I knew. You know, I'm not Jewish myself. But it was quite fascinating to be educated by the rabbi in training.
Mm. Yeah, there are lots of holidays, aren't there?
Yes. And I took a perverse pleasure in asking him questions he didn't know the answer to because he was so on top of it.
Tell me, who chooses the contestants?
We hold auditions and we have a casting director and casting producers who choose the contestants. And when we started, I said, I don't want to be choosing them based on what I think might be funny or not. I'd rather you just served up four people to me and I had a good clear-eyed look at them and made up my mind on the spot which way I was going to go. I think it's better that way. It's always exciting. I just look across, I see four subjects I want to know more about and four people who seem fascinating. So it's always very exciting to start the show.
Sure, but you don't warn them in advance that you're going to be horrid.
Well, they've seen the show, I guess. They just know that it's going to happen. But I find that if you push people in that direction, you get more out of them. I think that when people are pleasant to, they kind of get boring answers. When you give them a bit of a poke, the most amazing things come out of their mouth.
Have you ever had anyone walk out of Hard Chat?
Well, no. No one's ever walked out because they kind of know what they're in for. But with the quiz, I do remember it was very early on. There was a woman whose expert subject was Wuthering Heights. And she had gotten a few answers wrong. And I think she was kind of upset because she wanted to do well. She lived in Sunbury, which is in regional Victoria. And I live in regional Victoria a bit further out in a town called Romsey. And every time I was mentioning Sunbury, I think I kept calling it Scumbury. That's a local joke. Everyone calls it Scumbury. And so anyway, at the end, when I was telling her she had to leave the show, I offered her a lift home. I said, would you like a lift? And she screwed up her face and said, no. And I thought, who turns down a TV host who offers you a lift home? I mean, I'd be at least intrigued, but she seemed very miffed.
But what about your private life in Romsey, a small town? You're 3 metres tall or exposed all over the place. Can you go shopping without being mobbed?
No, well, everyone's used to it. You only got to go down to the shops twice and everyone gets over it. So I've been living there for about 10 years. I think everyone was staring at me when I first walked there and now people are like, oh, there he is. They're over it. It's kind of boring. I mean, I went to the bakery the other day and they're upset I didn't bring the gold logie with me, but I'll take it again. Next time I go tomorrow when I get the bread, I'll take it down and everyone can give it a fondle.
Tom, it's the Gold Henry.
Yeah, oh, the Gold Henry, of course.
Finally, you're going to go back to science?
Well, the problem is it doesn't pay as well as what I'm doing. Given I've missed out on 20 years' experience, I think I might be hard to hire.
Too expensive to hire because most scientists don't earn a thing.
I could go back to maths tutoring. I could do that.
Tom, thank you very much indeed. It's one of my favourite programs and we watch it every time we can and record it and watch it twice.
Thank you very much, Robin.
The star of Hard Quiz, Tom Gleeson, graduate in maths and physics and proud holder of this year's Gold Henry. Next week in The Science Show, Albert Einstein and the century of gravity, space art and a new way to feed the world, enhanced photosynthesis from the ANU in Canberra. Production by David Fisher and Russell Stapleton. I'm Robin Williams.